Early Breakfast with Abs on Cape Talk.
Your number one news and talk station.
10 minutes it is then before we hit the top of the hour, which is 5 o'clock to you, listening at home. As usual, I'm preaching. I'm saying join the conversation, 021-446-0567. But, you know what, before we do anything else, you know, I'm always one of the... Every time, I'm always one for a feel-good story, especially when it's a feel-good story that gets us started, you know, with the weekend with a smile. Now, a story surfaced last week coming out of the academic world. And while we know that all of you, or rather, we know that all about the students graduations, both from university and high schools, you may have missed the story about a group who just kicked off their studies. Now, recently, in-sourced staff at UCT are tackling either their one-year general education and training certificate, a bridging program for matric, or they are amongst the 30 others who have enrolled for the two-year matric course, the amended senior certificate. These are JME drivers, campus cleaning team members, campus protection service guard, and more. You know, they staff by day, students by night. We were hoping to have two of them on this morning, but unfortunately we only have one. But joining you on the show is one such student, Arnold Viapinar, a JME driver and a general education and training certificate student. Arnold, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, good morning to you too.
Before I ask you, why would you do such a crazy, wonderful thing? Let's start talking just about you. When did you start working at UCT?
I started at UCT when we were still JME subletters about 6 years ago.
And in terms of 6 years ago as a JME driver, what do you guys do in general?
Yeah, in general, we just transport the staff and students from their various residences to the campus. Starting at Claremont, the Heading, Liesbeek, Rochester, and the Clarinas, all the students, we just gather them at the certain points, allocated points, and then we take them to upper campus.
And then talking about, you know, you starting your matric at this age after how you have been working for so long, what happened, you know, in earlier years that you didn't complete your matric?
Yeah, what happened is that when my mother gave birth to me, she gave up my name, and down the line, she didn't marry my father, but a sperm donor. She married my stepfather, and they baptized me another name in the Roman Catholic Church, but they never certified me on that name. And is that I went to school on that name and did everything on that name until the age of 19. And after completing my grade 10, I left school because it was the 1976 riots, and I left school and I went to work. And down the line, I tried to get, when I got my first, I went to my... for my driver's license, and I wrote in and they said, well, Meneer, came back from Pretoria, you are non-existent. At that time, it was still Home Affairs.
Oh, my. And then talking about the course at UCT, how did you find out about the course?
Well, they sent us newsletters via the email after our insourcing in last year. They sent us emails that there's a course available that we can upgrade in our last years, you know, of schooling.
And we talk about the qualification that are you doing. What do you guys study in the qualification? And is it different subjects? And if it is, which one do you enjoy best?
The course I'm doing five. We are doing five subjects. Life orientation, we do maths, we do English, we also SMME, which is small, medium, and micro enterprises, and travel and transport, travel and tourism, But I enjoy all of them because this was a doorway open for me, because as I've been non-existent in the past, I had now the opportunity to qualify and empower myself.
To you listening at home, it is 4 minutes to 5. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. You'll see that we are all smiles as we are listening to Arnold Vipinar, a JB driver and a general education and training certificate student at UCT. Just giving us, you know, a background as to why, you know, he never, shall we say, never received his matric earlier on, and to where he is now and what he enjoys about the course that he is studying. Now, Arnold, I've been talking about the future. How do you hope then this qualification will change things for you?
Yes, I'm doing this as a bridging course, and then hopefully now I'll pass. I'm putting myself very high standards, you know. I would love to have 90% in all my subjects, and then going into matric with a sense that I've overcome the bridge.
90%. Imagine that. So this is not the end of the road then for you. There's still so much studying to do.
Yes, no, definitely there is. I'm going to my matric and doing the 6 subjects that I offered, and also hopefully I enrolled for a computer course also. And the next 2 years, well, it's going to be a sacrifice, but I'm all willing to go because of the grace of God who have kept me or carried me thus far.
I'll tell you what, Arnold, I'm so inspired right now. I think all of us in studio are inspired. If we, you know, I think we can do anything right now listening to you. We feel invincible. But nonetheless, maybe some your advice that you'd like to give to the people listening out there.
Yeah, my advice is that we have lost so much in the years, I would say, apartheid years. And this is just an opportunity to let go of the past and reach out and try your utmost. For God has given us this opportunity. And I believe it is not by man, but the grace of God that carried us. And let go of the past and just empower yourself for the future.
Arnold, thank you so much for those wise words. Please do enjoy the rest of your weekend and the best of luck on your studies. Maybe we'll be chatting next year and looking at how those 90% are looking.
Yeah, no. I have reached my life orientation. I got 92 and I got 87 for English.
Imagine that.
Yeah, and I'm just waiting on my other results. But no, God has been so faithful to me and helping me. Even my family at home, they don't believe that I will make it. But I said to them, it is not for them to decide. It is my own motivation and what I want to achieve in life.
Arnold, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And to you listening at home, there you go. There you go. You know, sometimes you don't even need to look that far to get the inspiration. Look, we do face, difficult situations in our lives, but there's certainly motivation out there, and you get people that are willing to fight and take on. And an SMS coming in saying that such a great inspirational story. One is never too late or too old to go back to studying. We need more such institutions. So UCT, kudos on that, and I'm sure that there's many other universities in South Africa that are doing that, but for now we say UCT, thank you so much. To you listening